The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Second SPMS patient, given ferolumab, continues to improve. 6 months of treatment with ferolumab nasal spray led to significant functional improvements in the second patient with non-active secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, or SPMS, who received treatment under a single-patient expanded access program. Findings from this patient have been generally consistent with those seen in the first non-active SPMS patient, who also experienced clinical improvement after 6 months of treatment. Non-active SPMS is a secondary form of disease in which patients experience continuous disability progression in the absence of relapses. SPMS has a significant unmet need for effective treatments. Mitoxantrone is the only approved disease-modifying treatment approved in the U.S. for this type of MS. Based on data from the first two patients, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration cleared a special access program at Harvard Medical School's Brigham and Women's Hospital in Massachusetts to test ferolumab in up to 8 more patients. I am truly excited and encouraged by the clinical benefits shown so far for the first two expanded access patients receiving intranasal ferolumab for SPMS, Gabrielle Cerrone, Executive Chairman and Interim CEO of Tiziana Life Sciences, said in a press release. This program is a top priority for us, and we expect to enroll 4 additional patients with SPMS at Brigham and Women's Hospital, or BWH, in the fourth quarter of 2022, added Cerrone. Tiziana's ferolumab is designed to reduce inflammation by targeting CD3, a protein receptor found on immune T cells. In animal models, the treatment suppressed the activity of inflammatory T cell subsets while enhancing the function of regulatory T cells, which repress the inflammatory activity of other types of immune cells. A phase 1 clinical trial of ferolumab in healthy individuals demonstrated the nasal spray to be well tolerated and safe, while also showing promising immune modulating effects. Ferolumab is now being studied in SPMS patients in 2 single-patient access programs at BWH. Patients are receiving a 50 microgram dose of the nasal spray into each nostril in 3-week cycles, 3 doses per week for 2 weeks, followed by a week of rest. First patient did well. Data from the first SPMS patient, who was experiencing continuous disease worsening despite treatment with approved MS medications, indicated that the therapy was well tolerated and led to improvements in validated measures of walking ability, cognition, and dexterity after 6 months. These observed clinical benefits were accompanied by a suppression of microglial activation in the brain, as observed on PET scans. Microglia are the brain-resident immune cells whose activation is thought to contribute to inflammation in MS and other neurodegenerative diseases. PET scans showed that microglia were less active across all parts of the brain, with reductions in activity ranging from 20 to 25% at 3 months and 36 to 50% at 6 months. Based on the promising findings, the FDA gave permission for the first patient to continue receiving the treatment for another 6 months and also allowed a second patient to begin treatment. The second patient was diagnosed with non-active SPMS in 2014 and experienced progressively worsening disability in the 8 years that followed. After 3 months of ferolumab treatment, however, the patient experienced neurological and walking improvements, and PET scans also showed a 10 to 30% reduction in microglial activation. Now, Tiziana reports that the clinical improvements were sustained for at least 6 months. On June 8, around the time of the 3-month report, the patient still required a cane to walk 100 meters. As of September 12, the patient could walk 100 meters without a cane or need for rest. EDSS score stable. According to Tiziana, that corresponds to a clinically meaningful reduction of 0.5 points on the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS. The EDSS pyramidal score, which evaluates muscle weakness and moving difficulties, was stable and did not worsen over time. To date, the patient has received 10.5 cycles of ferolumab treatment. A PET scan will be performed in the next few months to confirm whether a reduction in microglial activation was also observed up to 6 months. Patients with non-active SPMS normally do not improve over a six-month time course, said Tanjua Chitnis, MD, professor of neurology and principal investigator of the study at BWH. I am encouraged by these results and look forward to seeing this patient's PET imaging to determine if there is a continued reduction in microglial activation to correlate with the improvement we are observing in the patient's clinical exam, Chitnis said. Additional patients treated under these single-access programs will receive the same ferolumab regimen, but their dose may be increased to 100 micrograms. Tiziana noted previously that data from all 10 patients are expected in 2023. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, PhD, on September 21, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on September 19, 2022. MS news that caught my eye last week. EBV, stem cell transplant, neurone, progression without relapse. T-cells targeting Epstein-Barr virus at high levels in MS patients. The evidence of a link between the Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV, and multiple sclerosis continues to mount. The current thinking is that the immune responses that fight EBV may drive the attacks against the myelin nerve coating, which is characteristic of MS. Interestingly, these researchers report that people with MS being treated with Tysabri, natalizumab, which traps T-cells in the lymph nodes, had particularly strong T-cell behavior against EBV, but not other viruses. People with multiple sclerosis have significantly more T-cells equipped with receptors that specifically recognize the Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV, than do healthy individuals, a study revealed. Notably, no such differences were detected for T-cells with receptors, specifically against other viruses. Stem cell transplant for MS eases fatigue, improves life quality. This is a very small study, but it adds to the growing mountain of evidence that stem cell transplants, or AHSCT, can be useful for people with MS. There is no doubt in my mind, based on the interactions I've had with people with MS, that many would like to see this treatment more readily available. It isn't approved for MS in the U.S., except experimentally. It's hard to get in the U.K., and it's very expensive in private clinics in Mexico and Russia. As I've said in the past, let's get moving on this. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society supports ASHCT for patients with very aggressive relapsing remitting MS who have responded poorly to other disease-modifying therapies. Autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplant, AHSCT, commonly called stem cell therapy, lessens fatigue and improves quality of life in people with highly active relapsing multiple sclerosis, according to a small study in Lithuania. These gains in the physical and social domains of quality of life were linked to a reduction in disability levels for up to 2 years after transplant in this study. That suggests that clinical improvements from AHSCT may drive boosts in life quality for MS patients. Neuron found safe shows promise in phase 2 trial for progressive MS. This experimental treatment removes mesenchymal stem cells, or MSC, from the bone marrow of someone with MS. Those cells are then expanded and matured into cells that produce high levels of molecules that promote nerve cell growth and survival, called neurotrophic factors, or NTFs. The MSC NTFs are then injected into the patient's spinal canal. Researchers hope the procedure will repair myelin, reduce the likelihood of further nerve cell damage, reduce neuroinflammation, and potentially slow MS progression. It sounds almost too good to be true, but let's hope it is true. Neuron, a stem cell therapy being developed by Brainstorm Cell Therapeutics, showed a good safety profile among people with progressive forms of multiple sclerosis in an open-label phase 2 clinical trial, according to new data. The data show the experimental therapy also was associated with promising effects on patients' walking ability, finger dexterity, cognition, and vision. Progression without relapse, also common in RRMS, patients say. There's no doubt in my mind that MS can progress without relapses. That's been my position for many years. The real problem, as these researchers indicate, may be the fact that MS is classified by stages, and a move from one stage to another isn't spotted quickly. So you may continue to be diagnosed with relapsing MS while you're actually progressing. That's how it's been with me. Does it matter whether my MS is called relapsing or progressing? Not to me, but it may to my insurance company. Nearly two-thirds of people with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, report disease progression independent of relapses, according to a survey involving more than 4,500 multiple sclerosis patients in Germany. This finding supports evidence pointing to progression independent of relapse activity, PIRA, as an underestimated contributing factor in RRMS, and it suggests that some of these patients may have transitioned to secondary progressive MS, or SPMS, but hadn't been yet diagnosed, the researchers noted. To read more columns by Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at MultipleSclerosisNewsToday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.